This time, Leonatus did not recognize where he was. It was a battlefield, like countless others, but he knew all the ones he had walked with such clarity that he was certain he had not been here before. He was on the outskirts of a city, shattered by war. Towering spires now broken and fallen, palaces and temples aflame. The shapes of enormous imperial war machines ground their way across the horizon, lit by the fires of burning buildings. The sleek vehicles of the alien Eldar stalked through the ruins, seeming too elegant for the ugly business of war. There were bodies everywhere, Eldar and human alike. A blood angel had fallen nearby, his armor flayed open by some exotic Xenos weapon. Guardsmen were draped on barricades of barbed wire or lay in heaps among the rubble. One building nearby was still held by a force of Imperial Guardsmen, sniping with their las rifles from the windows. As Leonatus approached, he recognized the banner waving proudly from the roof. It was the same one he had seen, tattered and scorched on the battlements of Moor.
The colors of the Cadmean Janissaries. This is Tramassin IV, where the Janissaries stood with the Blood Angels. Why have you brought me here, demon? What is there here that can break me?
Men of Cadmea, the Blood Angels will make their stand here, and we will stand beside them. Which one of you will have the renowned Angels of Death say the Janissaries are cowards? Which one will flee and save his own skin when the Blood Angels stand and fight? No, they will say we are as mighty in spirit as any Space Marine. I know many of you have said we should retreat and regroup, but that is not our way. If the Emperor's finest have decided to stand and fight, then so will we! If we die, so be it. But no matter what, the name of Cadmea will be written with glory evermore!
Through the ruins loomed the shape of an Eldar Titan, 30 meters high, a sleek and swift machine of death, which carried on one arm a massive laser weapon of alien design. It pulsed once, and a crimson blast tore through the building, slicing it in two. It fell in a storm of dust and rubble, the din of its collapse not quite enough to drown out the cries of the men inside. Alien soldiers swarmed in the wake of the Titan, stalking through the ruins. The wounded were executed. Those able to stand and fight were cut down. Hundreds dead in mere moments, their blood mixing with the dust to turn the ground into a grayish swamp. War at its most swift, most decisive, most heartless. Darkness fell, the Titan's shadow growing to encompass the sky of Tramassin IV.
What matters one more scene of war, demon? Do you think it will break me? I have lived through 1,000 like this.
No. Not like this.